Okay, so I'm here with Battalion Chief Chris Emmons. Can you tell me what the plan of operations is here
sure.
today?
Sure. So we've been doing multiple briefings throughout the day, being on conference calls with PG&E, working through the City Emergency Operations Center, the County Emergency Operations Center, and coordinating what resources are available. Currently, we've been doing a morning briefing, noon briefing, evening briefing with our staff at the fire department and all of our fire stations to make sure everything's functioning. We're able to respond and meet the needs of the public as far as emergency response. And we've been covering everything so far. There's additional information coming out that at 10 a.m., the Bodie classroom, fire classroom up at 3030L will be opened and staffed by DHHS personnel to allow for persons with medical devices that need to be charged. They can go up there from 10 to 6 and charge their devices.
What's the address there again?
3030L Street.
3030L, yeah. Okay. Is there anything else that the general public needs to know right now in case of emergency or just preparedness at this point?
Just be patient. Understand that the call volumes are going up with the power outages. Help your neighbor. Work with each other. We're doing everything we can to work within the constraints of emergency response. Obviously, emergency response takes priority over everything, but we're still out there for our day-to-day service calls. It just may take us a little bit longer to get there with certain things that are going on with traffic lights being down, taking longer to make things happen when you lose power and different resources. It takes us a little bit longer to do some things, but our emergency response has not been impacted.
Okay, great. Thank you, Chief.
Mm-hmm.